Facts. Shout out Young Kane and Pryor for that. Yeah, that song definitely rocking.
I already got a download there. I appreciate that.
Hey, Young Kane and Pryor, featuring Pryor around. Thank y'all. We snap on here.
I appreciate that new jam, bro. I got to add a song to the playlist.
That
I'm fucking with that, though.
That is rocking.
Especially that little bass, that little bro. Hey,
and you can find his music. We'll have his link on our website. Facts. So make sure you go to the website. You can find his music. And we have the link in the bio.
Hey,
but welcome to the Hot Box Chronicles.
What it do?
Somebody need to put their phone on silent.
How y'all doing out there, bro? Nature boy, bop in the building, you know what I'm saying? Ground the bop, you know. 5D bop, you know.
Eight, sir. You know what I'm saying, brother? And facts, this boy, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Day, you know what I'm saying? It's show, you already know. The host with the most.
With the most head, that big forehead.
What up, Patty? How you?
Mr. Mayonnaise in the building.
What Patty Mayonnaise, how you doing, boy? So you was rocking to the song? You definitely digging the song? I ain't gonna hold you. That song's riding though.
Yeah.
Definitely shout out Young Kane for the song around.
I'm fucking with it.
But, I fuck when he said, got me my feelings, writing songs. Nigga, that's respect. I respect that. You know how I respect that? Niggas don't admit they be writing songs when they hurt, B.
Facts. You ain't even gotta be hurt to write a song, though. Mm-hmm. That's the crazy part. It's better than that bullshit. I'm about to go smoke and then just say whatever come to my mind type shit.
Fuck a bitch. Lock me in the room, my niggas, all day.
Facts, nigga.
Fuck a bitch. That what?
I got 8 calls.
That's why I'm glad he sent me his music, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad he definitely did that. You got music, send it to us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Send it to my email, djshout112@gmail.com.
You just gained a fan, bro.
Facts. I ain't going to hold you. I saved that on my phone.
Yeah.
You definitely rocking.
I'm rocking with that.
Definitely. Whoever playing that motherfucking bass, slapping that bass, you get him some credit too.
Hey.
Facts. Here you go, Pat.
Oh, man. Gotta stay hydrated, man.
Facts. Son, did y'all hear about?
I'll shout him out when we get sponsored by him, but it's a good ass water.
Hey, I fuck up that water too. I ain't
facts.
Did y'all hear about that weak ass nigga that shot that young queen that's a mother of 4 because he was trying to holler and she wanted to speak to him and he slapped the ass so she smacked him in the face like she's supposed to do and he shot her in the fucking head like a weasel ass nigga.
This nigga
a sucker ass nigga.
He's a duck, nigga. He's a duck.
That's this generation. People can't fucking.
Why you can't?
People can't accept rejection.
My question is you got turned down.
Speak
by
up,
short.
Pat. Huh? No, I was telling Pat to speak up. Go ahead.
I said people can't accept rejection. The fucking pussy.
But that's the worst that anybody can say to you is no. Maybe a hell no, a fuck no.
No, the worst thing somebody can say to you is, I burned you. I gave you AIDS.
Yo,
I gave you HIV. That's the worst thing. She just told you no, nigga. She could have told that. She could have told you it was butt fucking ugly, but she said no.
True shit.
You decided to put your hands on the glorious peach that didn't belong to you, and she fired your ass up like she was supposed to. You gonna shoot her? You was a suck ass nigga. Every nigga in America should be fucking you up because you was a bitch ass nigga.
Somebody gonna be touching his little ass in jail.
They need to whoop his ass.
They gonna fuck him and whoop him up. So hey, it's all good.
Since he wanna be like Donald Trump, send him with the Aryan Brotherhood, let them feel on him like locked up.
Yo, you stupid.
What is it, locked up or locked down? What is it?
Locked up. I like that movie though.
That movie was fucked up.
Yo, it changed that nigga life first day.
It changed every black man's life. Niggas was like, oh word, we're not watching this no more. Niggas watched it one time and that was it.
I watched that shit like 3 times.
One time was enough for me. This is a lot of movies you just watch one time and that's enough. Like Roots, I watched it one time.
Bro, that type of shit. Man, I love him. I be watching that shit because I look at it, I don't know all history, but I know enough to show this. You know, I know bullshit when I see it. So that's why I watch it. You dig what I'm saying?
I got that whole series on my
DVD. But back to that, nigga. Roots?
It's a DVD series. Talking about the one that came out with, 2-3 years ago?
Facts.
I know what you're talking about. But to that nigga, bro, he lame as fuck. My question is, how do you know he wasn't going to find a bad bitch when he left out of that one? He could have went to put 2 on the gas tank and show him like, nah, baby, I got you. Put your 10. You dig what I'm saying?
It could have been
like anything.
It could have been Sanaa Lathan's son.
Somebody,
he probably walked down the street and see Mary. Everybody would have been on her 1-2 thing. Like, facts. I'm looking for a date tonight. What up? You know, I'm single. You know what I'm saying? You could have been married for night, but now you're going to be a sucker ass nigga.
Like, and my boy, Big John, say, Shorty could have been yam-tastic.
What the fuck?
She got the yams.
Yam-tastic.
That nigga Big John stupid, but yeah. But on some real ass shit, you never know. But you wanted that one. How you know that bitch went crazy? The reason she was single and you was hollering at her.
Yam-tastic. Yo, you know I heard what I'm saying? It all.
Like, you never know type times. But
so you know, you get mad as hell,
you know what I'm saying? Try to grip on that ass because you felt like it was just there. You know what I'm saying?
He need to get his ass.
You deserve to get your ass fired.
Now, if she would have fired him up, I'd have laughed. If she would have shot him, I'd have laughed. Like, niggas, don't put your hand on things that don't belong. Because, first of all, I say that to say this. And every black man, let's be more real. Every man should be upset with that. Because, like, nigga.
You shot Donald her because. Because he grabbed bitch pussy. He good. He ain't going to fuck, nigga. Like,
he fuck her. He need to be stabbed. He need to be poked up.
I'm going for the pussy.
You know, just fuck it. You know, just. Yeah. It's just right there. Why not? Isn't the first thing you see? I look at. Like, what the fuck?
Facts. You got to wrap around and grab the ass and all that. No, just grab the pussy. It's right in the front.
Gee, shit.
No, that's stupid. Like, but bro, you never know. Now your dumb ass going to be looking at me all day for the rest of your life, you stupid fucker.
That's this shit wild.
But hey, that's what he chose.
That's wild, you know what I'm saying? Young queen lost her life and them 4 kids and got no mom no more.
On that same shit, though, this nigga, I was watching, I think it's called Story from the Cell with Wallow.
That's exactly what it's called, Story from the Cell.
Yeah, bro. And the nigga, the recent one I just seen, it was like, he was in the, like, his cell, it was like, like, he's just like, how many minutes, young blood, type time, type. So basically, the story, like, what he was getting there, like, nigga, them 5 minutes that, you know what I'm saying, that little situation that he had caused him 20 years. That little 2-3 minute situation in there caused that lady her life, and this nigga gone for life. You dig what I'm saying? So that shit stupid as fuck, bro. If he was just like, accepted the rejection, got the fuck on.
Exactly.
Nick Shorty could have been better. You know, you never know. You know, like I said, how you know Shorty went crazy? Reason she was single and you hollering up.
That's definitely something to think about.
You know what? Thing she got 4 kids, bad as hell, and as you say, she thick. You
what if she had the baby kids?
It's not even about the kids. It's her. Because the kids come with her, but it starts with her.
Yeah, what if she was on some Liz Minnelli shit? She beating on the man. You feel me? He talking to her. She trying to save him.
Exactly.
Like, yo, son, you don't want to get pieced up, dude. No, I beat niggas. You don't want that.
Nah, baby. This ain't what you are. She in with all the smoke shit.
If you don't like to get stabbed once a week, this ain't it.
Like, yo, I can't do no woman like.
No, he shot her in the head.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause he couldn't get the vagina. If I
couldn't, I know he ain't fighting no niggas in the street.
Hell, this nigga ain't behind the wall. Ain't no gun backed up now. Them hands on zero.
Don't worry.
-230. Right.
They ain't gonna be on the nigga.
Here you go, sir.
They need to be on that nigga.
But it's just, I don't know, bro.
There's definitely something to think about, though.
Like, on some real shit, I have gotten into a fight with a girl. I was in third grade, bro.
Nigga, ain't no fucking fight. That's a squabble.
No, nigga, I was way.
You said third grade. That's a squabble.
No, because, hey, when she brought blood to me, and it was on some other shit, though. It wasn't even. It didn't
when two
even,
puppies fighting, you don't say, I look at them two pit bulls. Hey, man, look at them puppies playing.
You know what I'm saying? When they fight, they fight. A fight is a fight. So, you know what I'm saying? But I was so disappointed in myself at the end, because in the midst of the fight, I just stopped him like. Bro, I just stopped and walked off. I walked to the fucking office and waited. When I got to the office, bro, I kid you not, I don't want to say the lady's name, but she was like, "Wow, why are you up here?" I said, "You'll see." Sure enough,
you'll see.
About 2 minutes later.
He meant it. He wanted to whoop that ass. You'll see. The winner. I tear this bitch up for a minute.
Man, Ellis, she came walking up there, and she called my name, my government name, and she was like, "He and such got into it, and yeah, she came in that bitch crying and holding her face." And I'm like, I snapped, bro. I lost real life. I just snapped. I lost it, bro. When I seen my own blood, I lost it. I'm like, oh, no, bitch.
You know why you lost it? That nigga said, "Oh, my mama just told me if I leave here, when I leave here, if I come back looking like, nah, child, she gonna fuck me up."
And then it was,
I didn't have the scratch when I left her this morning. She's going to be tripping.
And that's exactly, it was a scratch on my arm, bro.
This scratch gonna go from a scratch mom to some lashes on my head. This ain't happening. Like, what the fuck? Somebody gotta wear ass up too.
Well, I was just so disappointed in myself, bro. I was like, bro, what the fuck, bro? And it's still to this day, bro. Like, Nah, bro, I can't. Son, cause I don't run across some bitches who want me. Hey, bitch, you.
Ooh, I don't. Ooh, if you defend ooh, ice, I say that to say this. I'm glad we on this topic.
Right, shit, now, I ain't, fuck out you.
You don't beat. No, you know, first of all, you shouldn't be beating a woman, and you shouldn't be hitting a woman. However,
nigga, I,
however,
I ain't gonna defend my motherfucking self.
Not even defend. However,
don't think he's just gonna get a free shot on me.
It's certain females, you know, they ain't got no hand game. You could just push them to the side. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop playing with me. You laugh at her while you, nigga, stop chill.
This bitch, boom, boom.
And females out there sleeping, nigga.
But she peeps.
And
you
that's
up.
The one. Like, if I'm like, yo, chill, and you swinging, and you got the Mike Tyson stance, you bobbing and weaving, you swinging, throwing accurate hooks, and I really gotta duck them ships and stand back, I'm gonna piece you up.
Exactly, bro. I'm not gonna, no. I'm going to defend myself, but I know when I need to defend
But I ain't
going to
knock
myself.
You. I ain't going to hit you in the face. I ain't going to disrespect you like that. But what I am going to do, I'm going to give you a nice kidney shot. You want to catch the smooth body shot.
Facts. I'll give you one like, to the
reels. You feel me? Right, look, it wasn't your face. I didn't black your eye. You still could be pretty.
Now leave me the
You might
home.
Be leaning on one side, but you're going to be pretty. Like
I guarantee my, you, every time thing. You breathe, it's going to hurt. That's a that's reminder. But leave me alone. I'm telling you, leave me alone.
Bro, you actually didn't even go that far.
Get the fuck on. Honest. But now... If I gotta put, but yeah, if I put my hands on you, if I gotta put my hands on, bitch, I'm gone. Leave me the fuck alone. There ain't nothing you can do in life. You can ask me to spin on you if you was on fire, bitch, or thirsty. I wouldn't piss on you. Like, no.
Yeah, we're not promoting no domestic violence. Like, we totally against the domestic.
No, but I am. But I will defend my fucking self.
Thanks. But I do know one thing. As a female, you better respect yourself as a woman. And don't put your hand on a fucking man, because I'm telling you, me personally, I'm going to tell you one time. I'm not going to be no, it ain't going to be no two, three times.
But think about it. Some niggas don't even tell them the first time. They just, game over.
I'm going to give you.
Yeah, that's, I said you, but some people don't, my nigga.
I'm talking about before you put your hand on me.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you all
that. Yeah, that's what we said. The warning's there. Like, all right, chill, dude.
First of all, bitch.
But that's why I said it's certain females. You know, I ain't just telling you, you got to fight every female. It's certain females you even got to
swing. When I feel you approaching me.
You just hit it with the Harlem Shake. You know, you Harlem Shake it, dodge it. You laugh and you give a little chill out, stop swinging, all right, stop. If I get your mama, but it's some girls out there
that you
fuck
have
around
yourself to get away from.
You feel me, like and not even on a thin line between love and hate shit. Like this bitch really bobbing and weaving.
She's really at you, like
the young female. She got the skills, like she hopping on her ones and twos, like she fresh off a match. Every time she threw a swing, she. Nigga, you.
Breathing on point.
You.
Anybody do that little hiss
of
sound?
Nigga, you feel like she. You looking like goddamn. You don't push the twice. You damn near out of breath, and this bitch still in game.
Like you said, everybody don't know that shit.
Everybody don't breathe like that. They don't listen for that sound. Every true boxer, Mike Tyson. Everybody talk about Mike Tyson and all that. Listen to Mike Tyson when he fight. When he do that little. That little jab, that right jab.
Mike Tyson's a whole different. That's a whole different breed of monster.
That motherfucker got that.
Mike Tyson's a whole different breed of monster.
I can't do that, bitch.
That nigga swinging, he just.
Cause I've been on. Put your eye. Your eye be in the middle of your head. Like, leave me alone. I can't do that, bro. Like I just can't do that.
See, I couldn't be no boxer, cause I'd be. I get too excited and start using my feet and shit.
I can't do that.
Nah, you need to be in the UFC opting out of that shit right there, boy. That's the most disrespectful sport
before we
in
get on
America.
The chance, once again, we are not promoting domestic violence.
Facts at all. Don't keep your hand. Everybody keep their hands to their motherfucking self.
Just defend yourself if you have to.
Nah, because you might get a dumbass nigga that just listening and be like, well, she slapped me, so I gave her a 3-piece condom.
No, bitch. He was a dumbass nigga.
You feel me? He's a duck ass nigga. Damn,
like, this nigga, when she popped you because you was being on some stupid ass shit, maybe you need to get your shit reorganized one time. Nah, bitches, don't be putting your hands on males either. Like, nah. Even though you want to slap the fuck out this nigga.
Like, sis, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know he might be stupid, boo-boo, but don't finish him, you know what I'm saying? He might try to stab you because you done pieced him up something serious, sis. Because
you never know,
you know
what
let the
on.
Nigga slide, just leave him, you know what I'm saying? They be dumb.
He done woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and you don't know what the fuck going on.
You feel
on,
me?
You done smack
you
this
tired
nigga.
Of catching this nigga in your makeup bag, yeah. All types of wild shit. Yeah. You feel me? He coming home with numbers in the phone. Don't piece him up. He ain't ready. Just let him walk. Cause you gonna piece that nigga up, he gonna be embarrassed. He gotta explain to the fellas where he get the black eye on the bus to live from, and they know that nigga lying, cause they like, nigga, we with you the last week. You been hanging with us for the whole week, nigga. Like, you feel me? So look, sis, you ain't gotta do him that bad. But now I ain't gonna hold you. There's some motherfucking couples out there that like the fact now.
Yeah,
They like that shit. They live for the thrill.
Yeah.
They live for the thrill. Yeah, like, bitch, right. Look. Jam in my face today. I'm going to hook you later. What? What?
I think that is the stupidest shit ever. Because ain't no way to fuck. We could wrestle all day. I can understand wrestling.
Jim, don't hit me in my face. Don't hit me.
No, you got some people like that.
Because
I ain't never been in a fight and got hit in my face. I mean, well, the fights I have been in, I ain't never got hit in my face. I ain't really no female, dude.
Man, I'm with you on that. My mama don't even hit me in my damn face. No, my dad. So what, man or woman think they gonna hit me in my face?
Well, I'm not gonna say that because I got popped you. A couple times in my shit for talking when she was on the phone.
Yeah, nigga, in your fucking mouth, right? That's how it makes you feel. You want to go outside the head, even though that was my dudes, right?
You said what? Go outside the head? Nigga, as soon as I thought about it, she said, go ahead and think it.
Yeah, exactly. So this shit changed. Oh, yeah. Trust me.
You don't walk the way. You halfway in the room and your brain, you like, fucking bastard.
I done been there. That's
keep talking. Oh, shit.
That shit alone. Yeah, I heard that shit you was talking in there, too.
Uh-huh. I know you was thinking about slapping me. I want you to. Yeah. What the fuck?
So you bold now?
God, why you telling her on me?
She followed me all the way to the room.
Speaking of that, that's one thing females do. They are starting the shit. Niggas walk away. They be like, oh, so you gonna walk away, huh? They be right behind. Nigga, so you what? Gonna walk away. Bitch, I'm trying to keep
Aaron, you're going to listen. Why get on you?
I'm trying to keep from putting your ass through the
nah,
wall.
Nah, fuck around. Get on her case. See if she'll walk off on your ass and tell you. But you still going on like a little bitch.
Facts.
Oh! Facts. You being that motherfucker quiet as shit.
So I'm a bitch now. Cause okay, say that.
You see what I'm saying? But when you say you want to talk about a problem, we can't talk because I'm a bitch now.
Yeah, what though? That's why you start giving them the same tight time. You give them that same energy. So what? That same shit, they do it to them. I swear to God, I'm the king of that shit, bro. Do it back to them. So therefore, when they say, because you're going to, no, conversation's going to come. We need to talk.
First and foremost, then that, woman slick, boy. You can take it. You can't go that far with
you. You crazy as fuck, boy.
Think about it.
Man, you crazy? No, think, because
that's
listen,
the most mastercraft thing a man has yet to crack.
Who? That's why I give him the same motherfucking energy.
Listen, my nigga.
If it's like, I just went. No. Listen. A female told me. It's not even me. It's John. Okay. Female tell you, yo, we need to communicate this, that, and third. So a nigga start communicating, right? And then it starts to be a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that person starts to shutting down. No. Why are you shutting down? You asked for communication. I'm giving you communication. So what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the problem not with me. It's with you. So therefore, fix what's wrong with you, not me.
Okay, and that's what I'm telling you.
And what you mean? So therefore, at the end of the day, when she's sitting over there pissed off, who can she really be mad with? Because at the end of the day, when she think about it, damn, he did sit there and say, yeah, I did ask him. They don't want to admit
I see
shit.
What you're saying, but that's what I'm talking about.
You're crazy.
That's what I said. You can't give energy to something. How you give energy to a person?
I'm telling you. Listen.
I said to say this.
Do what they
God didn't create this creature, right? This fine specimen of a creature. Shaped it. He's perfect. He shaped it perfectly.
Nigga, ain't shit shaped.
They grow up. Hold on. He shapes it perfectly. Even if you come out, what we think is fucked up, be perfect. I'm just being a whole man. Well, we might think it's fucked
like
up.
It. Somebody likes it. You're right.
Not to get off the subject,
right,
but let's do it like
right,
this.
Right.
We get to heaven and God handicapped. What you saying? Everybody up there handicapped. We the only one standing that look like a bunch of dumbasses. They looking at, oh, look at that stupid motherfucker. And you just, well, goddamn.
That would be funny.
Like, what can you do? Everything's a ramp. You feel me?
My humor kicking. I start laughing. Like, I crack jokes with
think
him.
About it.
That would be funny.
Everything is for handicapped people. Like,
that would be funny.
Imagine parking.
Oh, not even that.
It might be three open parking spaces up front.
The shit you had on Earth, you had Braille to learn, you had sign language to learn. So when you do leave here, that's all you get to do, the next language. The next form of communication.
But I say that to
no
say
voices.
This. Look, back to what I was saying. If God created this specimen creature and gave him, and he's perfect, gave them the perfect look, and they get in here talking about, nah, this ain't perfect right here. This ain't it.
That's funny.
You feel me? And you talking about you going to give that the same energy?
What you mean? Yeah.
God can't even match that energy. That nigga sitting there like, son.
What you mean? He the master of energy. What you mean?
He can't match that energy. That's why Mother Nature is.
Bro.
He has yet to match Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. The only thing he do is, you know, bitch, you're killing him. Let me just go ahead and gather. Come on. This bitch crazy.
Because you know what he do? That nigga fall back. Because you know what happened?
When that bitch wanna, when it, whenever time she wanna act up, it's storm. We get bad weather. She wanna.
You telling me he on some? He on some? Let your company get him fucked up.
No, think. Think about it though. When it's gloomy outside. What happened? That son don't be out. He let her have her day. Gone with the bullshit. Ain't with me today. I'm gonna try again tomorrow.
Not even Alaska when it's 30 days a night.
The bitch mad. Hey.
Look, she said, she said everybody bed.
She's on new.
We still in bed for 28 days.
She on new birth control. It gotta get in the system right before it start kicking. She bleed an extra, so she a little moody. Bitch, I'm just sleeping the whole little 30 months. I mean, need 30 days. Call it a day. That 31 day, though. We'll be. I'm gonna see how I feel. You dig what I'm saying? See if I want to open up to you.
Huh?
Where you, nigga? I was there. Nick. Man, huh? But think about it though. That's how I look at the shit. This nigga just fall back. Let her be crazy. Cause you don't argue with her. You're gonna lose the argument regardless.
No fair.
So therefore, I don't wanna argue.
I really feel like this episode. You know what I'm saying? I want to show niggas. Like, yo, son, it's okay to protect the female. It's okay to love these females. Because this nigga's out here doing some reckless shit to these females. I'm like, nigga, you got to be a bitch, nigga. You, like, there's no, you had to be made in the lab.
I can only speak for certain. For all the heterosexual men. I don't see how you can put your hands on them. And then want to go fuck her. Or then, not even fuck her, but goddamn, you want to wake up to her. You got to wake up to that eye that you just hit.
What?
decked her shit.
Oh, you talking about you gotta look at the
next
black
morning
eye.
You wake up. Wait, baby. Hey, baby. She still.
Shit, he could be one of them niggas that be in the bathroom rubbing the face talking about, see what you made me do.
Yo, he gonna doctor? That nigga crazy. That's a psycho.
What's
going
on?
But you never know, bro.
That black dude.
I'm trying. Why put yourself in a situation where you don't know the answer? When you don't know the outcome?
Nah, some people, you know what I'm saying, love is a strong emotion, B.
Oh, you get signs.
Love is a strong emotion.
I don't give a fuck, but
she ain't just leave off the muscle.
Cause you get
she
signs.
She need a Buddha.
She got signs, though.
Nah, not, she had signs and still was there.
Exactly.
It took a whole...
She got is that inner peace. And she was like, I ain't for letting nobody disturb me.
I don't think it was inner peace. What I think was...
That cup runneth over.
You feel me?
And she got in that limo.
And she realized, yo, son... How you gonna live if you don't love yourself?
And then her mama too. You can't keep running.
How you gonna live if you don't love yourself? You have to love everybody.
So you gotta stand up for something.
You feel me? She hit that oregano weed one time.
That nigga said oregano weed.
And it was over. She put the beats on that nigga.
Facts.
And she would whip his ass. She just hit him a couple times and fixed him up properly.
It's basically showing the nigga I'm still here. Like
years of ass whooping with a simple kick and two punches.
In a pool to the hell.
Come on.
She put out a patch.
Niggas out here these days, they bitch made. One smack of sudden niggas.
Hey, but you know this.
Changed the world, B.
Think about that whole scene in that movie. That nigga worried about his patch in his head then getting kneed in the dick. Think about it. He was worried about
that
his coat. Patch.
He didn't feel it.
That's stupid.
That coat. He didn't feel nothing.
But no. That shit, no.
He was like, dick? What dick?
That just yeah,
people too. That's another thing with this fucking gun shit. People are too comfortable with walking around here with guns.
Wait. How did we get on guns? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? This whole on the subject about shooting a girl high.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Nigga, everybody walk around with a gun.
Exactly, but
it's a stay dangerous situation out here.
Everybody don't know how to use guns.
Who falls that?
Why you walking around here with a gun you don't know how to use?
The same reason I can go to that bathroom, that toilet, and I can't read. Oh, yeah.
Run up in that toilet.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same reason. But I get what you're saying. If they're gonna do that, they should start young. Now, don't just rely on the parents to teach it. But I'm saying, have those courses somewhere in the extracurricular
activities. Well, you saying that, do you feel like they need to teach your kids that in school, Patrick?
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I'm about to say, I'm teaching them all to myself.
Pat, you feel like they need to teach your kids how to shoot guns in school?
We going to go ahead and strap. When you got that diaper on, you learn how to walk. You got them little babies.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you this question.
Teach your kids how to shoot.
No, that wasn't my question. You're going around my question.
That's defense.
That's not my question. My question is, do you think the school should teach your child to shoot a gun?
Shit, they teach them archery.
They
teach them how to use a saw, so
my question is,
in a school? Yeah.
A public school. Do you think they
should? It depends on how...
Yeah.
It depends on the environment the kids are in.
Yes. I don't give a fuck the environment.
Right to that.
Why?
I have one. The school resource officer has one. I'm pretty sure the teacher has one somewhere.
It's not even the environment. They got guns everywhere.
Exactly. That's the point I'm getting to. So somewhere, if a parent can't, I ain't gonna say they can't do it, but there should be reinforcement somewhere else.
Look, that's what China's doing. A lot of people saying China shouldn't be doing it.
Why?
See what I'm saying?
That's stupid. So you just gonna leave that gun anywhere? I ain't gonna say leave it, but anybody.
That's a conversation for another episode.
Exactly, but no, that's no.
We gotta talk about.
Teach them shit. You
know, that's a conversation for another episode.
You want to teach them how to sell fundraiser shit and cookies, Girl Scout cookies, and go to Boy Scouts and tie knots and shit, but you can't teach them how to use a gun. You want them to shoot a bow and arrow, nigga? We done upgraded several times before then. You dig what I'm saying? Archery is still a good sport to learn. But still, there's other shit out here in the world.
Yeah. You lazy for this. Man, come on. Yeah,
that's the topic for another episode.
Facts, nigga.
We ain't protecting these females. Yeah. Y'all niggas got upset with the political judgment just then. These motherfuckers, what?
No, but those. So
then I say this. Females need to be properly shown how to handle weapons.
Once again, first and foremost, wait,
exactly. You're playing double sided because you might you don't know that you don't know for a fact.
But it could be
more women that know how to handle guns than men. You got niggas out here every day. It's probably more men handling guns than women. I give you that.
There's
not a lot of good gun handling as far as men.
How you know every cop know how to handle a gun just because he went through the training?
You hear me? So you can't just say that.
But as women. A lot of people, they more toward men having guns than women. You don't see a lot of women.
I don't give a fuck who got the gun. I don't think
they know how to use it. Because
you know, bro, you got to get.
And that's why.
Stop thinking about this as a man's world type shit.
Facts. Get that military shit out your head.
I ain't going to say military. I said that's that man's world.
Get that military
shit. No, that shit dead, bro.
All right, look, first and foremost. I'm talking about, listen. No, he just saying get that man's world out of your head. Basically saying a woman. You know what I'm saying? You tell me basically.
Thinking less of a woman.
No, I'm saying women need to be taught.
I'm telling you.
Why are you saying women need to be taught? Men need to be taught too.
Exactly.
You can't just say women know how to shoot.
Because on any given day, you walk up to somebody and they more than likely they're going to expect for a man to know how to shoot a gun.
Exactly. So when you walk up on that woman, she blow your shit back. You don't say nothing.
She showed
she can shoot a gun.
You're basing that off of an assumption. You're assuming females don't know how to shoot.
Exactly.
You don't know
when you walk up on her and she blow your shit back, then you she can shoot.
But
it's too late then.
This is how I look at it. Nigga, a child can blow your motherfucking head off. A child don't know how to shoot a gun.
What's the difference between assuming and an educated guess?
No, but why? This is the question. Why are you directing it towards women? You're just saying women. Why just women? You don't know. You don't know right now. You can't right now. You can't prove me that more men know how to shoot better than women.
Exactly.
No. You can't prove me right now that it's more men that have more guns than women.
So
you can't just say, "Oh, we gotta teach women." That's just like me saying, "Oh, we gotta teach all men how to tie shoes." Like, nigga,
you gotta teach all men how to tie.
Like, you feel me? Like that. That's something.
No,
but yeah, you can't just say all women.
Nigga, I learned before all women.
However, they say
these little meetings.
More women should buy guns. Like, you know what I'm saying? Women do need to buy a gun. They're trying to encourage women to buy guns.
I mean, I ain't going to say all women because I know women that know how to shoot. I know some women that can go and they know how to handle guns. So it's not all women. Feel like they...
What you need to say is some woman.
No. Hey, look here. I teach your lady how to fight. How to poke a nigga up.
You need to teach your lady how to plant food, hunt, and stuff like that. So, worst kind of worst is some shit. You done died or some shit. Your children are living in the woods and they got to survive.
Oh, you talking about...
She know how to make a tent instead of motherfucking trying to make lip gloss out of bamboo shoots.
Shit, that's real shit.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that though. Real talk, I'm with you on that because you never know.
What you saying, bro?
I remember when I used to ask my mama like how the pads and tampons and shit work. Like,
you ask your mama how they work?
Real shit. Because I used to ask, she was like, because she used to trip out. Why you want to know that type shit? I just want to know. And then I finally told her.
I ain't never asked her.
No, and I was like, she finally told me, like, look here. I told her why. I was like, shit, what if, like, you know what I'm saying? No, I have a child, a little girl. What if the mama at work, or she lost bed, she died, or nobody's around, it's just me, and I don't know what the fuck to do.
Oh, no.
Exactly. So, you know, so that's why I asked, how do you use it? Or how, like, yeah.
Oh, no, nigga.
And she told me.
I ain't never asked. My mama told like, me. And my mama told me because.
Nigga, I've stayed in the house with three women.
So, my mama used to be like.
Exactly. You get tired of seeing them bitches like.
My mom used to be like, you know what this is? I'm like, no. She said, this is what a girl uses this for. I was like, okay, why you tell me that? Because I need you to go right to the store and go get me a pack. Mm. I said, what? And she used to send me to the store and get them. But I'm so fucking.
Yeah, I used to.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the class clown, ADHD up. So I'm just going down and she like, okay, like, you know, going to get it. Like, okay. Nigga, I'm getting it. Niggas is like, and I was living in Brooklyn at the time, so niggas was really looking at me like.
Sideways.
I'm talking, and you know, it's a big ass pack, so I ain't coming with no bag. I'm just carrying a motherfucker like it's a pack of water pack on my shoulder. These niggas looking at me like.
Boy, he foolish.
Yo, little man, you really carrying that?
Yeah.
I said, that's for my mom. Okay, that's what's up, boy. You're a good kid. And I'm like, bro, what is so good about carrying this? Until I got older, just really realized, and it dawned on me. Exactly what it's for. And I said, oh, wow.
Yeah, my mom was like, bro, I remember we was at Ingles one day, and we walked down the aisle. I was like, hold on, mom. I'm saying, because I'm trying to figure out the difference. These bitches color coordinated in the motherfuckers. So I'm sitting like, oh, mom, come here. What's the difference? Like, you know what I'm saying? What? Okay, see, the super, that's where we heavy bleeding, and then they got the overnight shit. No, she went to talk. Hold up, time out, time. So it means you got a daytime and a nighttime? Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, sir, yeah, I was tripping the fuck out, bro.
I got some funny
like,
shit to tell y'all.
But now, I'm good. I know a lady can just say, yo, what kind you get? Boom. Oh, yeah. I was so, yo, real talk. Like,
I got
no
some
problem
funny shit
now
to tell y'all.
You want a plastic bag or a brown paper bag? Bitch, I care about the store. Nothing. Like, I don't care. Give me the receipt. I show y'all. I don't care.
You stupid. Nigga, I'm in BP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese boys in front of me. Now, what I'm about to tell you, before I put this on my SUV, I don't know if he was Chinese or Cambodian, but he was Asian.
Is it funnier than white people calling each other niggas?
Son, it's more hilarious than white people calling each other niggas. Son.
It's a dude at work.
When I tell you this, nigga, you're going to clown, nigga. You going? I bet you shed a tear. I'm in the gas station, right? This little Asian boy in front of me. He goes up to the lady. The nigga got the mask on, so he was crazy. I knew he was about to ask some crazy shit. Now, mind you, I knew he was going to ask some crazy shit. Like, if you listening, I want you to close your eyes and just take this trip. You stand in line, little Asian teenage boy in front of you. He probably like, he in college. He's like 19, 18, 19, 20, went around that area, whatever. Fella. He's sitting there. The nigga look back, you know, on some sneaky shit, like look over both shoulders behind him. Like he about to whisper some cool shit. That nigga said, excuse me, man, can I get some condoms? Now wait for the punch. She said, okay, what kind? He said, do you have any mediums? I said, what? I'm sitting there. We made it back. He did the look again. Nigga looked over his shoulder again. Nigga said,
See the black guy.
What's funny? When he looked again and what made it back, I looked behind me. Nigga, it's me and like eight other black niggas standing there. And what's funny, the lady white checking us out. So she look at him and look at all of us. And we looking at him like, did that nigga really ask for a size?
I heard sweat after Trojan Juniors, bro.
Oh, wow. Wait a
minute. Swear to God, bro.
Trojan.
I need some Trojan Juniors.
But it gets even better.
This nigga said,
that nigga said, you have some mediums. So I'm like, oh, wow.
No, bitch, they only got large, extra large.
She's so confused. She looking, she said, Trojan.
Did she really thought I was going to say medium
listen,
on the box?
Trojan. I don't see no medium, baby. Nigga, she did that. He said, just give me the red box right there. Just give me the red box. Let me get that red box in. Oh my God, I'm just going to go.
The non-latex?
Embarrassed. Embarrassed, my man. I said, damn. What made it bad, this is the kicker. This is the whole thing I was thinking. I said, Let me see how they ask for speed. Normally, Asian people ask for smalls. Like, what the fuck?
Not even that. Yo, this shit, yo, that's
fine. Man, you know what I'm saying? They always say Asians are really small. That's why I said he asked for medium. Look, he might be changing the game. Is,
bro, you asked for a medium. At least you're average, bro. Some niggas ain't even average, but like, nigga, I would have asked for no medium. What's so pro? Let me get that medium over there. Mm-hmm. Which one? The supercharged right there. The fuck you talking about? I need them. Let me get them.
You talking about died, nigga?
Oh, I can't.
That's it. Oh my God, it's a medium.
Looked over his shoulder.
What made it bad? She went to looking, and she hit that. Nah, I don't see. I said, oh, not loud.
I walked off.
I don't see a medium, baby.
But he had vagina on his mind, so look, bitch.
That nigga didn't give a fuck. And that's all. And then he was just sitting there, just with the ultimate smile. I said, oh, wow.
Bro, speaking of condoms, why they always got the Magnums in singles? They don't never have the Trojans in the singles or none of that shit. They always got the Gold Boys in the singles.
Cause that's a black seller.
Ding-ding.
Ba-doom-psh. Ba-doom-psh. That's a black seller.
But I bet he just probably needed one. You know, he got to spend whole $5 on a three-pack.
You know what would be crazy? For white people selling Magnums, I know they buy it. A lot of black guys gonna get this shit. Is it true? Like, I know they be wondering, like, what the fuck?
They go in there and buy two singles.
This shit. We about to take it to commercial break, though. Y'all ready to take it to commercial? A little commercial break? Yeah. Let's do this.
What up? We back, of course.
Mm-hmm. We back on the cabin. We just on a little bit.
Thanks, we back. Had a blood in my mouth. The disrespect I just did.
A little cookie cake, a little jelly donut. Amazing. A little snack.
Thanks. That's the gas. Gas of the episode. Cookie cake and jelly donuts.
Facts.
Shout out to the doctor. Doctor prescribed some good stuff. He prescribed candy goodness.
Facts. The candy is good for anxiety. Excuse me. Anxiety, depression, upset stomach.
Diarrhea. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, did you know that this shit will help you see through bullshit? And will help you block out bullshit? Yeah, that's a side effect that people didn't even know.
Yeah. Facts, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't tell y'all, because, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to surprise y'all next today, but since we talking about, you know, our woman, this episode I'm not going to do a fuck real Facebook.
Say that, so I don't give a fuck. Facebook is fucking real damn, so, but it's a different story, but.
For this episode, you know what I'm saying? I want us to big up a woman we know. You know what I'm saying? Well, we ain't gotta be one we know, but you know, what we seen, you know what I'm saying? Or something you read or some shit, you feel me? Or whatever she did, you know what I'm saying?
Say that.
Because, you know what I'm saying? We need to push forward. We're protecting these queens, man. That's all we got is these queens, man.
Shit, mine goes to my mom Dukes for whooping cancer, ass.
Facts.
And she getting some new tits coming New Year. What, bitch? I told you gonna walk in there be like with them Hollywood titties.
You stupid. I told you she can get a tat. They do tats.
That's what I was telling her, but she was like, "Nah, I'm gonna go ahead." She said they can go ahead and put some new tatas out there. Oh shit! Say little then.
I seen your mom the other day at Walmart. She with your sister.
Mom be getting. Oh yeah, be.
I want to go. You got somebody pack?
As far as what, women?
And Gwendolyn like is making the best squash casserole ever.
Like, you know what I'm saying, a young queen or a lady, you know what I'm saying, you like to shout out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we need to protect our females, protect our women. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to promote to these sucking, losing-ass motherfuckers out here killing these women and stuff like that.
Even though she get on my nerves sometimes, probably my wife. You know, I'll be one of the...
Yeah. The Don't say UB1, nigga. That's domestic 101. Don't say that shit. It's called free booty. And look, they don't be fighting. They don't be killing me and fighting each other now. They don't be look.
It was a figure of speech, you guys. Don't just say.
Yeah, don't take this shit serious.
You know you gotta.
Somebody you know. Listening too hard. He beat his wife? Oh my gosh.
He struck her.
Oh my gosh.
He struck her. He tried to kill her. They talk about it on the podcast how he beats on her. It's not legal.
Reiterate that one more time for the people that just tuning in.
I had to explain to her why, because some women think that it's okay for you to put your hands on a man because he won't put his hands back on you. That shit's never. But I tell her I don't. She's my wife, so I ain't gonna hit her because I respect her as my wife.
Flips me.
And
you stupid ass nigga, he flips me.
But
what? Thanks, girl. Go ahead, sorry. I
didn't
mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
You could. But it's pretty much like women are viewed for mostly what? Beauty and all that other good stuff.
I fucking know. I'll trip your ass up. We'll fall on your shit. How do a skit chin go for a week?
Yeah, I ain't physically punch him. Nah. I might open hand smack the shit out of her like I would anybody else. These
oh my god, bro.
That's neutral.
Not on here. This nigga said that's neutral, nigga. Whoa, wait a minute. Somebody out there just heard that and praised you. Like, hell yeah, nigga, that's how you do it. But nah, bro. Why you gotta do it? Man, look here. I told you, don't put your hand. Be sweeper. Just
sweep. I ain't hit it. I ain't never hit it.
Well, nigga, don't put your hands on.
I ain't gonna promote no man hitting a woman, but.
Yeah, when she walking.
Defend yourself. If she hits you in the back.
Yeah, when she walking.
I want to shout out Kyja Brooks.
Just trip my ass up.
That's the one that snapped on the police committee when she was going down the line snapping on their ass.
No, I ain't seen none of that, bro.
I heard about that.
I don't be none of that little shit, but yeah.
Son, she snapped on them niggas.
Nigga, I snap on 12 every day, but what's up with her, though?
No. Literally just walked up in there while he was having a council meeting. Took the mic. No. You name them. You ain't do shit. You out here killing. Whoop-de-whoop.
What's up,
bro? Facts. But now, you know what I'm saying? Please follow her and shit like that.
Yeah, of course. Nigga.
You feel me? But she still do her one, two things. So I want to shout out.
If you go to a Klan rally and say some shit, they're going to follow your ass, too.
But nah, the reason why I'm shouting out is because she doing her one, two things. She not straying away from what she's doing. She doing one, two things. She's standing tall, and I want to definitely shout out
for that. You're supposed to stand for 10 toes down. You're supposed to stand for something.
But yeah, but she's standing, and I respect her. Cause she, and then she putting the black people on blast. They be trying to comment on the slide and shit like that.
Yeah, fake bullshit.
Hello.
Man, I look here, bro.
Hello.
Man, listen. Nigga, you ain't got to walk around and tell the motherfuckers you woke, bro. Niggas would see that shit. Like, on some real ass shit. Niggas, their vibe.
Walked up in there. That's on dope. His. Snapping.
That's dope. That vibe. Your vibe when you come around will tell people different shit. How you move. Like, come on, man. You ain't gotta, I'm woke. Man, sit your punk ass down somewhere.
Yeah, go to sleep.
If you woke, why you not telling the truth? Because that's all about, that's really what woke is being about, bro.
Yeah, I know. That's all it is woke is being true. Truthful.
So, therefore, nigga, if you still out here lying to much you woke,
you're unwoke. You're daydreaming.
Bitch, you ain't even daydreaming.
Daydreaming. And getting it floating on the flowers for a couple of hours.
Niggas out here, I don't know.
It's lame ass niggas, be suck ass niggas.
He huffing.
They have no respect for the women, you know what I'm saying? They want all the women dead so they can just look at a bunch of niggas all day and be like, yeah, we good now, bros. We can just be together alone.
I know.
What?
Yeah, because y'all feeding into them niggas feeding into it, wearing them purses and tight ass jeans, but that's another story.
Y'all my boys, but.
Ain't nothing like laying between titties.
The fuck you mean? Niggas, no, fuck y'all niggas. At the end of the day.
No, I say ain't nothing like laying between titties. What you mean?
I love y'all to do.
You feel me? I'm gonna see you in a couple hours. Let me lay between these titties.
Fuck y'all.
You feel me? Like, shit.
Then don't get me wrong. Nigga, y'all have called and saved niggas. Y'all, I have used y'all to get the fuck away. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
So it just meant the raining out of nowhere.
So yeah, nigga, so at the end of the day, see? It
raining? Yeah, out of nowhere. God said there shall be rain, and it started raining.
No, they were arguing, then they be crying. And get what he doing? Bitch, cry. I'm walking off.
You stupid.
He ain't no son out. He chilling. Bitch, cry. I'm gone to the next room. Back to my ESPN.
I definitely want to shout out Crafty Creations, you know what I'm saying? Because Mariah been doing her thing. That's another female I want to give. A female. That's another young queen. I want to give her shout out to. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and drop her goddamn ad right now. Show them what's up.
Shop at Crafty Creations 1 underscore on Instagram or Crafty Creations 5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
Yes, yes, most definitely shout out Crafty Creations. You already know. I like how she, you know what I'm saying? She was so nervous. Mariah was so nervous doing the ad. I'm like, yo, you gotta be nervous. And she damn sure killed it too. You feel me?
Facts.
Appreciate that. Facts, most definitely. You all back there, pay the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's went to raining out of nowhere, though. Did not expect that.
I thought it was supposed to start tomorrow.
Today is tomorrow. Tonight is tomorrow.
It's like it's 12 o'clock.
No, I'm from the day room.
It is at 12. It's after midnight. How y'all say? How would y'all say this shit?
What?
In military time? This time? Like, just say if it's 1:30 in the morning, how would you say that? In military time, 1:30 in the morning?
No, it's
0130.
Okay.
I'll say 1:30. So you gotta say all that shit. There's too many goddamn numbers, bro. I ain't got them but limited amount of breaths.
This bitch stupid.
I'm tripping.
Facts. Alright, so question, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Do you have, I want to see y'all, you know what I'm saying, in general, but I'm saying, do you have problems as far as venting to women? Like, can you tell women how you feel? Like, why is that deemed as a no-no in the men's community?
No, I ain't got, I used to.
I don't.
No, I just really tell her what's up, like, what you mean, as in, I tell her whatever. As in,
not saying because.
Or any, like, venting wise, like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just tell your vent here and tell them what's on your heart and your mind. You know, because there's a lot of, you know, I see a lot of brothers out there, a lot of men out there. They deem in the men community, you're not supposed to tell females.
They don't want to listen to the shit.
I do.
When it comes time for them to talk to you, then they want you to listen to them.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, bro. Most of the shit when I don't, I be battling them personal demons.
So how about this? Should a man tell a woman how he feel and should he vent to a woman?
I'm gonna answer this same. Yes. But how do you want somebody to be an open book when you're a closed book? It don't work like that.
Facts. It can't be red clothes.
So therefore.
Yeah, but some people, it's like, you got that person that read the back of the book.
This nigga stupid.
And then read the title, and then they can try to tell you what the whole book about, and ain't read not one page of it. They just read the front and the back cover.
Well, facts. They just try to do book reports like that. It don't work.
You know what they call it? Stereotype.
That too.
Cause it could be a day where it ain't shit wrong with me. I just don't talk to nobody.
Facts, bro.
You argue with me.
Facts.
You tell me something wrong with me, and there ain't shit wrong with me the whole day. But you pissing me off by telling me that something is wrong. With me. Ain't shit wrong.
No,
I just don't feel like talking to nobody.
Yes, sir.
But then people are like, I know how you are.
I just let them. When I be like that, I let my mind just go. I don't stop it. That's
introvert shit.
I just let that shit go. Whatever flow, it flows.
I'm an extrovert. That's me. I actually, like, you all right?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Why you speak? You know, I'm good. Why you ain't say nothing? What you mean? Why I ain't saying nothing? Facts, why you so quiet? Like, y'all right? You got money?
I'm good, nigga.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Why you sitting there quiet? Like, what's really wrong?
Bitch, what
like,
you mean? I'm quiet. I watch the TV. Yeah, that's an argument.
That's a problem bro. For me. Like, I'll be your whole man.
Like, what you quiet? Bro?
Nah, nigga.
Come on. Because
I know, sure, like,
son, you look, right now, bro.
My story, that'd have been a problem for me. I know we arguing. Come on, yo. Because when I walk up, I'm like, yo, you all right? Yeah, I'm good. I just don't feel like talking to nobody. All
right, cool.
So if you don't feel like talking, what the fuck done happened to you? Like, what made you feel like you
were talking? And then once you ask that question, nothing. I'm just chilling. Okay, cool.
Nah, because see, not even.
Yo, what the
10 minutes before that, you was live, nigga. You were just out here dancing, hitting the nay-nay, wrestling. Now, 10 minutes after that, you quiet.
Yeah, it's nah. I'm good.
I was scared. Like, what's really good?
No, you know what that is? Listen to what you just said. So, when I get that 10 minutes later, when niggas just be chilling and shit, it's just like, ah. You know that I'm, it's like, you know when you be cold, you throw that sheet over you, and you know how it floats and it hits your skin, but you still feel that little settling shit on your body.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's what that is.
Nah, I see.
No, I'm telling you, from a nigga that does that shit, that do that shit, that's exactly what it is. We just chilling.
Nah, that's the problem.
Nigga, we settling down. Nah. When you shake up your drink and sit it down.
Nigga, don't motherfucking settle down quiet like niggas just disrupted your day. Settle down with a fucking smile. How about that? Like, I walked in there personally. Fuck. The fuck? You don't want to talk to nobody? Because what? The fuck out of here, nigga. I got something to tell you.
It's my me time.
I don't give a fuck. Nah, nigga. It's we time now. What you mean? You got me fucked up. She got me fucked up. It's we time. What you mean?
Nah.
We're talking. Nah. But nah, you know what I'm saying?
We got 2 minutes to talk and start.
But nah, on some real shit, I be sitting there like, so you want to speak over something? Like, all right, nigga, say them all. Don't come to me talking about something wrong, though. Hey, that's the problem.
Yeah, now, I excuse me. I am big on that shit.
Real come talk. To me later.
Now, cause
what
I,
that happened was, no. Now,
because like, I'm good at I'm good on vibrations and shit like that.
Mad too.
I can feel that shit. So if I ask you what's wrong, and you go, nothing. And I know with that nothing, it's an attitude. And I'm going to ask you one more time. You sure you good? Yeah, I'm good. All right. Don't come with that shit later on. I'm going to tell you right then. Don't come with that shit later on.
I snap.
For what? That's wasting energy, nigga. I just be passive.
Nah, I'm talking about when they come back.
Exactly. I be passive. That's wasting energy. Because the energy I was going to use to have that conversation and get it off your mind.
Here's
I'm using that same energy. Here's the U-turn question.
You ready? How can we better ourselves, though?
What you mean?
How can we better ourselves? How can we do better things to better ourselves?
Work on yourself.
Stop letting women tell you that you ain't a man.
No. Not even that.
First of all, ain't nobody tell me I ain't no motherfucking man.
Work on yourself.
It's a lot of women out here that try to downgrade, that try to degrade men, but don't want to degrade themselves personally.
First of all, nobody should be degrading themselves.
I know that.
That's the kicker right there, man.
But see, even if you say women degrade men degrade women.
Exactly.
Drastically.
Neither one of them needs you.
But see, that's why you can't say that. That's the problem.
Okay.
You're saying that contradictory statement.
But therefore, if I got to down somebody else, I'm the one really motherfucking hurt. Because I'm not secure in myself. Because if I was secure in myself, I wouldn't worry about what the fuck another motherfucker thing. And I don't. So what can you say? Yeah. Just like when I was a big boy. Well, yeah, when I was a little fat ass, I used to hear niggas talk mad shit about the nigga. But get what though? A nigga was smashing they old ladies on the low. Yeah. So while you kissing on this bitch, nigga, you got the willy throw. From a big nigga. I'm talking about the big fluffy nigga that you was talking about.
That nigga said a fluffy nigga. And for those who don't know what the willy throat is, you need to find out. Because a lot of these motherfuckers got the willy throat. And this nigga's out here that deserve the willy throat. How about that?
That's when your old lady or significant other boo thing friend, when she goes suck another nigga dick and she come back and kiss you. That's the willy throat.
Facts. And in the gay community, if your man's out there second thing, he come back and kiss you, you got the willy throw.
That's the willy throw.
You don't discriminate in the hot box crime for the whatever way you go. You
got the willy throw. Nigga, like, ain't no missing it.
You shit.
So, man, that shit dead, man. Like,
so, I just want you know what I'm saying.
Stop judging, bro.
That too.
Man, I bet if you can look in that mirror and judge your fucking self, you'll stop. bet you can't do that. I bet you can't look in that mirror and tell you you're ugly motherfucker and me. I bet you won't do it.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna do nothing like that, because I know that's a lie. I'm lying to myself then.
Exactly. But you know some creatures out there, too.
Yeah, I'm sexy, nigga.
Yeah, but you know
shit, I make Johnny get a little flavor, nigga. Stop playing with me.
Exactly.
What you mean?
But I bet you he look in that mirror.
Nigga, I stand next to Prince and you think I was better than Mike.
Exactly, but that man look in the mirror and say he the best motherfucking thing out here. And say he don't.
The flavor is ugly.
But get what?
Like,
get what though? It's bitches out here. He don't have bitches.
Facts. There's some strong women dealing with that. So therefore, how you sleep with charcoal brisket?
Not even that. That man gotta be some type of
That's why I say women are strong.
Self comfort. That bitch comfort too. She's strong too.
That's why I said women are strong.
She ain't worried about the next. She's trying to get her dick and get the fuck on.
No, they trying to get their chicken get a
bit. That too, but you know. But no, bro, that shit dead. Like, no. They tight time. Niggas gotta. Niggas gotta grow the fuck up. Right. Like, how can you walk
Men around? Need to grow up. Because I don't need white boys watching this. Like, oh yeah, the niggers do need. Nah, nigga.
No, men. I'm saying people in general. Men. How the fuck can you walk past that?
Men need to do better towards these women. Men need to big up these women, respect these women.
Bro, that nigga ugly. Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious?
And in fact, and I'm glad you said that, because the only way men can start respecting women and taking care of women is they start loving and respecting them fucking selves. That's all it is. Niggas being no woman because they can't fight nobody else and they room to my man, well, that nigga gonna stop bullying me. I'm gonna beat his ass one day, bro. Until then, bitch, get in here, let me punch you in the face.
If you know you can't
And she's fight. Strong. She walking there like, I know he's scared to fight that nigga D-Lo, but go ahead and punch you in the face. Rest in peace, Tiny Lister, bro. Tommy Tiny Lister, rest in peace,
D-Lo. If you know you cannot fight, right? Why not take classes?
Or they rather shoot, that's waste time, that's money.
No. You gotta spend $350. You got, well, I ain't gonna say $350, but to get you a gun, you gotta at least spend $100.
Probably like three something, you get you a decent gun.
No, niggas get hot shit less than that.
Yeah.
That's why I said at least $100. And you got your tool. Wait, don't say $100, nigga. You could have went and started your karate class. You could have did that, some taekwondo you know, and you know really fucked the nigga
what
up.
What you
with
told
your
me?
Hands.
What you told me?
It's too much all, right,
okay, he gave it to me. Huh? You passed it to me, right? Yeah, I passed it in. I passed it in. You got it right there. But yeah, that's too much like right.
Cause that shit is stupid, man. Like,
that's the topic. That's you know what? That's the motherfucking you know the episode shit, title on the next episode. Too much like right.
This the kicker to that shit.
MLR.
That same parent that came fighting quick to pick up a gun when they have a child and they see their child can't fight, what the first thing they do?
Oh boy, we gotta put you in some classes. We gotta put you in boxing classes, karate or something.
Why you ain't take yourself? Why you do that to yourself?
So that's too much. Like, that's right.
Stupid. But you done got your ass whooped all your life.
You know what my lesson, my class was? Yeah, when I was young, when I was really young.
You just tapping
young.
The mic?
Huh?
So you just tapping the mic?
There you go.
It was shaking.
I was, when we were young, we used to have this big ass pillow. We lived out in the country.
Exactly.
We used to take this big ass pillow, and my cousins and my brothers used to hang out. Them motherfuckers used to hit us with that big ass pillow. That bitch heavy. That motherfucker was heavy. And if we didn't fight back, they hit us with that pillow until we fought back.
Sound like abuse.
This nigga stupid. This nigga is stupid. Sibling abuse.
But no, bro, I don't understand that shit, bro. It's stupid.
You don't understand it because you're not a part of that group.
Because I know damn well, if I keep getting my ass whooped, somebody got to teach me. Somebody, I'm going to somebody. Hey, hey
before
nigga.
I resort to shooting, nigga, tell me why he's throwing these hands and I can't dodge them.
The facts, bro.
You feel me? Before I resort to anything just completely.
Teach me how to defend myself so I can choke him. You feel like, me? Like, how do I grab him and choke him?
I know he's not better than Mike Tyson.
Facts.
When Mike Tyson swung at you, you ducked that. How?
Facts, right there.
Oh, okay. So it was a method to the ducking. You don't just drop to the floor. Okay.
People need to stop bullying people, too.
I ain't even gonna lie.
You're forever gonna have a bully.
I don't give a damn.
I'm just saying. It's always not saying in you in general.
I hope I catch.
You know, everybody's. It's always gonna be a bully, and that's because in this world, like I always tell people, you got people with swords and people with shields. That's it.
I don't know. I just
the people who's gonna shield and cower down, the ones that just gonna have the sword.
If I ever get into
I done met a lot of people that don't want to go postal because people bullying them at work.
That
Yeah. You got people that kill themselves because they get bullied.
You know, I need to catch all of them with a 6 to 12 elbow. Yeah. Onto my right there. Yeah, you feel me?
Bro, the Joe Rogan sidekick, nigga.
That's why I really want a goddamn, I'm some real shit. That's really why I want to have another fight. Just to hit a nigga with a 6 to 12 elbow. And I don't even want to fight no more after that. I just want
to. But you got a time and catch it right?
Oh, though. I am. Trust me.
You fuck around and miss that shit, that nigga hit you with the rock bottom, is over. This nigga said the rock bottom. He get up and kick your leg through the people's elbow, please. Your man's, look. Your man's sitting there. Can you imagine that happened to somebody? That nigga man sitting there. That nigga kicked the nigga arm up. Like, what do you do? Like, you like, son, do I wait for the tag or do I just jump straight in?
My question is, what kind of homeboy would you do to let that man finish? You see him hop over your homeboy and everything.
Nah, not even that. He hit your mans with the smooth. No. He's like, yeah, get him. Rock bottom. Oh, he just rock bottom my mans.
I'm talking about after he rock bottom this nigga. You dig what I'm saying? After he rock bottom.
He go over there, kick the leg.
Do the whole setup. He do the arms and the hop.
You didn't even sneak in the ring and do the RKO to this nigga or nothing.
What kind of friend would you to stay recording?
Not even recording. You just sitting there like, I might get in there. He might motherfucking DDT me. Like,
well, what if he's at fan four? You see him kick his arm over and then just do the elbow part. He like.
Not even look the
but
man.
But still, this is the point.
What look, type not even you look, the man's, the nigga man's running, catch the smooth spot and bust. Right on the concrete.
Nigga, if I'm ever with y'all and a nigga catch you slipping with a rock bottom, hey, it's a wrap.
I'm gonna drop kick him then.
I'm coming to say because he gotta get back up all that ground. He's not gonna see me. And I'm gonna spear the fuck out that nigga. Bro, if you don't get your ass up now, like, bro, I know your back gonna be hurt. I know it is. But you better get your ass up. You got time now. He down. Come on.
Thanks. I'm gonna drop kick. You gonna break my fall.
You what? Oh, boy. Because a nigga not gonna be expecting that shit. And I'm gonna spear the fuck
There's
out.
There's a lot of niggas that need their ass off for how to be treating these queens, baby. That's what it is.
Yep, bro. It's just one real ass whooping to sell them niggas. Bring them back to earth.
Facts.
You know how we use a badass child? And you got that one good ass.
I wasn't bad. I was misunderstood. I
understand. But you got that one ass whooping that you know that was a. They had to whoop me like that. That, like, it wasn't even that serious. But you know, right?
You're there looking at the. Time out.
I can't be looking. That, this can't be what
those it's are the whoopings you don't require. You just looking like. Did you really just try to kill me?
Your whole soul's in. Okay.
That I'm doing this out of love. No, we're not going to do that.
Bitch, you sound like anger, because
you just threw me down the steps.
Facts, you don't love me, bitch.
Like, what? Yo.
I'm disciplining you so they don't have to. What you mean? Who the fuck is they? Like, time out.
Let me leave nowhere, so who is they?
Facts. Who is they? But now I respect them.
So I'm crazy.
I respect them ass whooping now because I found out who they was.
Not even. You start seeing how these kids be acting. Like, look, these niggas need their ass whipped. How I got
Facts,
my ass whipped. These kids, you be sitting there looking like, bruh. For America to say you can't whoop your child, nah, fuck that.
Yes, that because so they can raise them. That's who I found out who they
That's
was, bro.
Four. That's why I respect mothers, B.
Hey, what? Bro, my mom and my pops were my ass. Like, even though...
I'm telling you, that's why...
Even when they were split, bro.
That's why I wish the black elders back then, the helps, as they call it. I wish the helps, you know, the black people that was working inside the white homes is made. Nigga, I wish they was whipping the white kids. So these white adults now would know better. Just take their ass in their room, whoop their ass.
Thanks.
So they can know better. Know better. Do shit.
Now, so go out to their field, you go get a little tummy ass and wear him off about some. And that is the ass to tell. Now tell him, little nigga. I bet you won't get
you
no
candy. You hear me? Give him the face like how we was getting.
Facts. Remember that little candy?
So I bet money.
The little tootsie rolls I was sneaking your ass
in. I bet money. Them racist white people have a new profound respect for black people.
This is how you got to
Before we shut down the government, we want to throw a couple of checks to our blacks. That's what we're going to do.
Man, it's going to, hey, what is like, I know there's some hot shit right here, bro. Mm-hmm. You say ass whooping? That's what all the people in the government need. You need just an old, good, old-fashioned ass whooping.
That's it?
I'm lining them up. You remember we had to line up for ass whooping with all your family, you and your little cousin there?
During the holidays.
Oh, y'all want to
line up. Oh, this is young line up.
Oh. You get that line-up sign.
Well, everybody looking at each other. Smack everybody. Everybody looking at each other. Sad as fuck. But see, that's that black love. That's that mother love right there. That's that black female love.
You, when that first lick sound off, boy, you know it's real. Everybody, my boy, you go to shaking and
that's
rubbing
that,
yourself.
That's that woman love. That's that woman love. Because men ain't got time to line up those goddamn kids with no ass.
They just go to cussing.
Get in here so I can punch each one of y'all in the face. Just come here. Put your face right here. Trying to watch the motherfucking game you goddamn playing.
Oh, boy. I ain't gonna lie, boy. I took the time to wear my ass out, boy. Mm-hmm. I said, I got asses, boy. I ain't even gonna flex, boy.
A woman gets you for the old and the new.
But what? I heard that shit so many times. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck the new, nigga. Just get me for the old.
Well, if it's the new, was it that bad? Because maybe it wouldn't have been that bad. You just went for me.
I ain't even did the new yet.
So not in the new. You sneezed one night, and I damn sure didn't want to hear that. Like, no. What?
Because you remember. Remember the one I was supposed to get you one? This the one.
I told you that your company get you fucked up and your friends and your relatives got you fucked up. Come on, bro. But, Mama, that was your cousin that came over. I know. What?
Crazy, bro. Like,
gee, shit.
I remember my daddy got out of work one night. He swear on that shit. When he worked.
He got out of work for an
hour? He worked at a farm. He got off work. I came home and whooped my ass and went back to work. And then my mama whooped my ass after I got out of the shower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You caught the double whammy.
Yeah, I would have run away for a couple of days. Go and sign me up for false kill. Don't even worry about me. They don't.
I'd have sat them down like, look, first of all, y'all are doing this wrong. Somebody got to be the whipper and somebody got to be the baby. Y'all both can't be whooping my ass now. That's not fair.
I also, bro. I ain't got a whipping like that. My mama like, all right. She came in and stopped pop. She was like, all right, no, that's enough. I'm like, God damn, thank you, finally. This thing was here for too long. I thought you were going to get tired. Like,
what if she would have said, that's enough. Now let me get him.
Man, shit. I would have to.
Baby, throw him up. Me or kill him.
Like I said, hey, go ahead and sign me up for foster care.
That bitch just signed me up for foster care.
When you get your ass when he breaks the sweat.
Oh, nigga.
Yeah,
you know when you got your ass?
Nigga done got that. Hey, that on the guy. Work you got your ass whooped?
When you in that.
Muscle memory that kicked in.
Now, pick this. You know when you get your ass whooped? When you in that state, you in that. Nigga, what? Shut up, I bust a hole in your chest. Back. Oh, you ain't gonna start crying. I can't.
Breathe. You better breathe.
What? That's the ass that's whooping, bro.
Face, nigga. You know how we know we got our ass away. So we just mimicked the sound. No problem. It came back.
You got your ass right, son.
Ass whooping, you got to fight back.
But oh, no, first one. Fight. Oh, no, first fight.
I tried to get away. You
know,
fight.
You know he mixed. That nigga said fight. Oh, no.
I wish the fuck I would.
Fight? I would not be here today to speak to you.
Thank you. Fight. It would be no Hot Box Chronicle.
Nigga, what? Fight?
He might be doing it his damn self.
Fight?
Fight who?
What?
Like I said, fight well.
Nigga, you go to a black woman, you took fight? Oh, nigga.
I've been at local penitentiary or dead. But mostly dead.
See, you lucky. You got a black daddy and a white mama. If you would have had a black mama.
I got both.
My daddy didn't like that shit. Man, I got one. If my mama was whipping my ass and I fought back.
Nah, I'm talking about what you just said.
My daddy gonna whoop my ass twice as long just for fighting back.
And now when you tell a black mother you fighting back, well, you even tell when you put up your hands to
story.
No, when you put up your hands to block that hit,
put your hand up.
No, that's it right there. Oh, he put his hands up to swing
at
me. What? I believe every black 90s child went through that. Every black 90s child went through that right there.
Oh, so you grown.
You put your hand up to just block the incoming punch. Oh, they put their hands up. He trying to swing.
Oh,
what?
You grown now.
How did you get swing from me? I'm trying to protect the tooth. You knocked out.
You talking back. No, just asked me a question, so you grown. You just talk when I talk. Come on now.
Go damn clean them dishes. Tomorrow you going to clean them dishes. Why you ain't clean them dishes? You said I'm going to clean them tomorrow. No, I did. So you call me a liar?
You ever had a grown-up
on the child.
Then you go. They done lied already, and you know it. You
nah, son. The worst is when you have parent-teacher conference.
Then they find out it's a lie, and they come back. Don't even apologize.
You have parent-teacher conference, and that bitch know you gonna get your ass when you get home. So she just airing you out with some extra. Then he got in here and just went to cursing. Miss Andrews, I didn't know he curses like that.
Bitch,
I cursed one time again. I was talking to my friends. I wasn't even talking to you.
You think I'm cursing now? We're talking anymore.
Like what?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie though. The only time I really, like, the ass whooping hurt.
The only time I really just got hurt when I ever, that's when I first started growing.
It'll never be the ass whooping that break you. No, be the little things.
Bruh, it took my soul, nigga. It took my soul, nigga.
It'd so, be the little things.
So goddamn, I'm in the goddamn middle, I'm in middle school. So goddamn, I got in trouble. I'm gonna do it with, like, you know, harm pops, like, look. Get in trouble again, but the hair gone. You did, you know what I'm saying? You gotta lose the hair, nigga. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? But nigga,
I bet we had the braids.
Yeah, facts, nigga. The fro and the braids, yeah.
Yeah, you taking them for a joke. That's what it was.
So, exactly. Nigga, you got this skate. I knew I was supposed to get my ass taught the frame. I knew I had the ass whooping coming. In fact, I was just waiting on after football practice to get the ass whooping. Go cry it out and go to school the next day.
Nah.
Nigga, that shit went by too smooth. And then this how I know it's smooth. Because, bro, it was a Monday. This one, Fifth Factor used to come on before wrestling came on, bro, at 8 o'clock. Wow. Exactly. Nigga, we're eating Country Kitchen. I got a plate. I got a fish filet. I got the...
nigga, remember the plate?
Nigga, I got the catfish.
This is jail.
Facts, I got the catfish filet strips. And hush puppy fries and slaw on my plate. I ain't eat slaw back then, but I had that. So I'm busting that bitch down. I'm looking like, I'm just waiting on the ass whipping. I'm like, I ain't good. I get the white TV later. Something wrong. I'm like, something ain't right. The ass whipping coming. Like,
it's getting late. It's about to be bedtime. They're facts. Not whipping me yet. But
I go to sleep. Sleep. I wake up the next morning. They ain't say nothing. It went on perfect. Shit, kept it pushing.
You think it went over perfect?
Went to school the next day, and I was half in the ass. And I didn't know Milwaukee had gone call my mama. I went to her like third period, so it had to be like second, third period. And when the teacher was on their break from the students to go call them. Man, school and lab bill. I'm going to football practice. I'm going to the gym, to the locker room. I'm changing. Oh, hey, daddy here. Huh? What the fuck on? Why my daddy here? You know what I'm saying? Hold up. So I get dressed. It didn't dawn on me. It still ain't done. Where your bag at? Go get your bag.
Don't we leave early? We going on a field trip?
First of all, go get my bag. That means I ain't coming back to football practice.
They take football practice serious.
Facts, nigga. I ain't come back to football practice. So we ride. Yeah, so you think me and your mama a joke, huh? What you mean? Yeah, what we tell you we're gonna have when you got a choke? Boy, I got sour. I just melted in the seat. I'm like, boy, come on, bro. This is some bullshit.
So the whooping's not happening?
Facts, nigga. I'm like,
oh, y'all just done whipping me, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, so you just go to school and cut up in class, huh? See, I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, I'm hurt, but I can't say nothing. Your mouth get extra dry.
Uh-huh. Stomach turned, you about to shit yourself.
So I'm like, bro, this time, the ass would have been out the window. These niggas talking about cutting my hair. So I'm in the bar. What? So, man. And you know pops only get one way. The baldy. So the nigga sat me in the chest. So yeah, you gonna get it lined up like you did last time? Pop, nope, we're gonna take it all off. What you mean? You wanna load like a dog? No, he said take it off. I wanna look like mine. Boy.
He meant it.
Nigga, what? Bro, I was so goddamn mad. I looked at it, bro. I said, bro, don't cut my hair. That nigga said, bro, your dad's paying for it. Click. My soul left me, bro. I was in the chill like
with the unwanted ball.
Facts, nigga. Oh, I was dead, bro. That is the worst. God. Like, bro, I was gone, bro. Man, this is some bullshit here. I know. From then on, I started taking my parents as a fucking joke. I know if I got the slide
broke
or something.
Them.
I knew if I got something to slide.
Broke them.
If I knew I was supposed to get an ass whooping, not them. Why, some hideous is coming.
Broke them. That's when you know they done reached this.
We got something for your ass. Okay. Ooh, you thought we was a joke.
in semi fans. Look, you fans are good. Nigga, that's what you supposed to do. Nigga.
What was the craziest threat your mama threw at you?
The craziest
threat. Like one of them, you know what? I motherfucking cave your chest in behind your back. Keep playing with me. What? Can I believe every black kid got the eye backflip kick gaze?
Nah, my dudes hit me with, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I ain't really getting no too much of a threat. Oh, she used to hit me with that. It wasn't no threat, though. It was just a little saying she used to come with.
Yeah, you know, little creepy, weird sayings that you know ain't true. I can't go kick ass.
Oh,
playing.
She used to hit me with, she'd be like, she'd tell me to go somewhere. She was like, go to the mailbox and don't let me miss the time be gone.
What?
Exactly. Or she'd be like, hey, come here. You know, she's like, she'd like, she'll tell you, come here. You got 3 seconds and 2 already gone. So I'm like, God damn, what the fuck? So when do the 3 seconds start? Like, when did they start?
When she finished the sentence, nigga, what you no, mean?
No, why she was talking? That means you're supposed to be bringing your ass in there. Yeah, ma'am. So when she finished, yeah, ma'am.
Can I? Yes. Damn.
Anyway, yeah, but that was the kicker, though. Those two saying, don't let me miss the time you're gone. What the fuck? I gotta leave, dude. Like, come on. You coming with me? Nah.
Yo.
Kid,
what's the crazy one for you, Pat?
I don't know. My mom wasn't white, so she I don't think she thought about shit like
that. I don't think she thought about shit like that.
Patrick, look,
come on, sir. Time out.
I got in trouble so much in elementary school that They were talking about they gonna make me ride the short bus. And you know my grandma used to drive.
If that ain't disrespect,
they tried to do that shit.
Fucking respect.
They did that shit with me. They tried to send these papers home, bro. It was a stack of papers.
Yo, I didn't know what the fuck. That is disrespectful, nigga.
I didn't know what the fuck the papers was
talking about. Switching the bus route or putting your name on the route.
Nah, these niggas were talking about putting me in remedial classes, bro, because a nigga was turnt. I'm like, nigga, I'm turnt because this shit is boring to me. Like, it's not my fault that my mom.
They got me fucked up.
It's like, it ain't my fault. My mom and dad did their job, put me in a good daycare, and took the time to give me teach me alphabet.
My hooked on phonics.
Facts.
And they go, what they know about phonics, though?
When I'm sitting in school, these niggas learning the alphabet, and I already know the alphabet, the song, and what each one, you can randomly pick which one.
Said the song.
You know how a child really good, you can randomly pick a letter, and they know it off the muscle, like. So yeah, nigga, I'm down to that point. Like, come on, nigga. You still need to know ABC and how to write it. You tracing these motherfuckers. I'm good. It might not be, like, perfect fun. But, hey, I bet between them two damn lines and where it's supposed to be. Like,
so,
like, nah, nigga.
I don't like them parents.
But it's my parents' fault because they took the time to be a parent and teach me. No, nigga. No. So this shit is boring. So why you teaching that? I'm over here playing. I'm over here. Filling with my fingers.
I'm doing me.
In fact, I'm twiddling with my fingers, playing, looking, noises and shit. Like, nah, get the fuck out of my face with that type of shit. Just, I don't know, bro. This is.
What's your favorite pet?
What's the crazy? Yeah.
Them parents to get their kids Adderall.
Oh.
And when they in.
Yeah, they just turn to druggies.
Major school because they can't handle their kids.
Yeah, they just turn to druggies. That's all it is.
Most of them end up being junkies.
Timothy told me to shut up too many times this week. I'm putting him back on the pills. You gotta be fucked
up. Timmy, come here. What are you supposed to take every morning? Open wide.
I don't want to fucking take it, Mom.
Open wide. Thank you, sir.
You need to take it because you're cursing Mom out. You're telling me I'm all type of bitches, and that's not nice.
You're being very snappy with me right now.
What?
Bitch, if you don't leave me alone.
Nigga, what?
Timmy just see the bullshit that you're trying
Black
to do.
Black Mama, I don't need that because he keep trying to bust him in his fucking face. Maybe sitting there, oh, shit.
So you want me to take this, so when I go to school, Jacob can talk about me.
Not even that shit. The fucking black kid be sitting there like, oh, shit, she just sat there in front of the motherfucking right. doctor. No one defects will come get me. She don't give a fuck. Let me go ahead and chill, because she might bust me my shit for real.
No, what? Bro, speaking of it. You remember when we was at the Greyhound station in Atlanta, and that little girl got popped?
Yo. And shut that bitch down, nigga, yo.
I don't know what the little girl was doing.
She was Spanish or some shit, right?
I don't know. But the mama was so chill.
And the little girl was acting up, and then you just heard, "Wow!" I'm talking about that shit sound like slapsticks, bro.
Yo, Pat, when everybody
stopped, the word goes in all. Everybody dead silence and stop.
And a busy Greyhound station,
nigga. The mama was still sitting in her same spot, like she ain't even moving.
When I say the epitome of quiet, like,
it was quiet. Like, everybody stopped moving, bro.
You done heard a noise in the house. You had to put the shit on mute to make sure you heard what you heard. Type quiet.
Because you know, like, I'm the only one looking here. Like, I know I'm the only one here. I know I ain't
that
here.
Type quiet, nigga. I looked up. The fuck?
We over there trying not
to. Nigga, that child didn't bust a tear. That motherfucker sat the fuck.
She was a soldier.
Down, boy. What? I said, well, I don't know where she popped your head, but you felt that shit.
Did she?
You got your shit together.
And she knew not to show her ass in public crying. And then she sucked that shit up. And
you know that was her first time popping children because she looked. She gave that face like, I'm daring anybody to say something. Everybody was
like, and I'm here.
This nigga just went to nodding like, go ahead, respect. Respect.
And after them little 3-4 seconds, everybody went back to normal.
But even the white kids got together. Oh.
No, what? They're going to get up.
Sarah might learn something watching y'all. Let me go ahead and sit down.
Bus 196 going to, yay, let's get up out of here, bro.
You feel me? I said, what the fuck?
That shit. Wow. That shit sound.
It sounded like some 4x4s went off, nigga.
Hey, this is too, I'm to my, man.
Gee, shit, boy. I said, God damn.
That shit is, man. I ain't got whooped. It hurt. My ass whooped with a thorn bush by accident. A thorn bush.
Oh, what the fuck kind of Jesus whooping is that? That is
disrespect.
You got whooped like Jesus.
Out in the country, you just got switches. You got them big ass.
That was by accident. I ain't never got no switch.
That was on purpose accident.
I'm from the city, B. I ain't never got the switch.
Okay.
Oh, so you ain't got the wrong shit. Like.
Oh, I'm not. But you know how many times I go to the switch, nigga?
You know how you got the bushes that got the... The vine.
That's some country
shit. They got
right
the
there.
Vine, and then they got the switches.
Together. So the most a city kid was, go get this tension cord.
That's equivalent to a switch.
Nah, for that motherfucker's tension cord is raw, boy.
Nah, they
well,
got.
Look. I got an extension cord, boy.
You know, when you got that goddamn cord. Branch on your ass.
Take that brown extension cord
and switch. What's I don't know the little African tribe, but you know how they be. This one tribe where they tie each other's hands together, and they be whipping each other with this little that type, bro.
Nigga, now, I'm
you see how extension cord, motherfuckers
bro?
Be.
So that's that extension cord, bro. That shit, every time your ass is lashed, that shit rip your skin to fire your ass up.
Say less, same
welts,
shit.
Welts, bruises at the same, that same shit is impact.
Same shit, I'm telling them.
Please, on me.
Oh, like they're supposed to down some shit off. Man, don't do nothing, spread the blood and open this cut up some more. Like,
put some Vaseline on you, what you mean?
This shit hurt.
Put some Vaseline on your ass.
Now go get your ass in the tub. Don't take no shower, get in the tub. Bitch, this shit gonna burn. Facts, nigga. Right. Like, this shit hot. It hurt. Like, but I ain't gonna lie though. I slept like a motherfucking baby.
Yeah, anytime you get that good ass, boy. Even when you got school tomorrow, you wake up feeling refreshed. You just what? You needed that. Like you needed the ass.
You threw an alarm up and shit.
Sometimes you be knocking on the door like, so no whooping today? Like I've been doing all types of shit. You gotta whoop my ass? Like I need it. Like I really feel like I need whooping today. Like,
bro, I kid you not, bro. I got an ass whooping one time, bro. I woke up so refreshed and chill.
Yeah, son.
No, nigga.
That shit jumpstart
your ass. No, nigga. You're missing the shit. You remember in the '90s? Captain Planet and the Smurf come on at 4:30, 4 o'clock. Bro, mm-hmm. I got to watch both episodes of Captain Planet and the episode of Smurf before mama came in the room. Get up. That's just the first knock. Nigga, I got to watch all that. Nigga, you know how proud I was? Nigga, and then I got to hear the theme song to Gullah Gullah Island, my nigga.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you nigga. Yeah, thank you, nigga. I walk through. Okay, they ain't gonna go up, get up ready for school and work today. Looking at the clock on the microwave. Shit. Damn, it ain't number 4:15. You trying to lay back down and get back up? Nah, nigga, I was up.
Like, you know you got your ass on. She like, you ain't going to school tomorrow. I know I'm finna sleep good, because this ass when it's on me.
Let me go ahead. Let me get a little sleepy, because I know.
This ass when it's on me.
I need to go right to sleep after this. I don't want to feel no more stinking. None of that. Like, I got to go right to sleep. Thank us on sleep. Let me go ahead and lay down until she call my name.
Sorry.
What you know about that, bro? Let me go lay down until she call my name. I gotta get sleepy. I'm not trying to stay up right now.
I'm telling you, after that ass, your ass went on the bed. You felt it. That shit was 8 hours.
Oh, there's another one in this scene, bro. When
Nah, so you start thinking about the ass when they start clicking in.
Bro, I already hey, nigga, this let you know niggas own some shit. Like, just say, once again, you know you supposed to got an ad with a song. It's slide. It ain't even no slide, but you know that shit brewing. Mm-hmm. You do something else. Mama, she don't say shit. She just hits you with it. You already in hot water. You already skating on thin ice. Boy, I can't breathe, bro. Thin ice, you not thick. That shit about to crack, like.
Shit, but what? You know you what? Skating on it? You just cut the motherfucker as you go.
Thank you.
So stop playing.
Man, nigga, you gotta breathe wrong. You won't do that twice.
Stop one, playing with it.
Double breathe.
That's why this episode is for the cleans, baby.
Like, don't get me wrong. That man reinforced shit in that house, but hey, that woman laid this shit down too.
Respect these females. Respect the woman. Respect them. Love them. That killing them shit is
but
on the
with
floor.
That being said, I gotta, that little happy wife, happy life shit, throw that shit the fuck out the window.
I got a fact. Mm-hmm. Wolves. A pack of wolves. Listen, pack of wolves. You got an alpha male and you got an alpha female.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha females, when it comes time to feed, she is the leader. The alpha male don't lead the pack. The alpha female leads the pack to go feed.
Dope shit, that's
true
shit.
Who, like lions, that's how you say it. Lion, who go get the food? The lion, it's the only time Mufasa get up is when it's time.
You bitches eat first. Y'all gonna.
Go ahead and catch that.
He do let the hoes eat
bring
first.
Bring it here.
All his hoes is just, you know, he prop up. All
right, move to the side. Save me a good piece.
Look at him. He be talking to his home. Look at my babies out there. You see my
bitches? All 8 of my baby mamas out there grabbing that shit for me.
Tell her rip the whole leg.
Hey, whichever one grab the back of the neck, they gonna give him the knife first.
Look.
They done took off at me.
Yo.
They done called it. They're looking what? Sad. They have no chance.
Y'all, you was looking good.
In fact, you
grabbed him by the neck.
What?
I've been pregnant you tonight.
What niggas had conversations like this. It's just their language.
They do.
Cause certain shit, bro, it just be tripping me out about animals, bro. Cause what, like you talk to animals, them niggas turn their head and look at you like, no, bitch, don't do that. Like
they look at you just how you look at them. Fact, what the fuck is he saying?
The facts, nigga. What? But then they go run their homeboy and go play and
you
talk.
You start hitting
shit
with that sign language and talking. Okay, I think in their language they say sit down.
Sit your ass down.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm taking it as disrespect, but I don't know. You know, the humans is weird.
Facts, though.
Gee, shit.
That shit would be funny though. That would be funny as shit.
We gonna end it like this.
What's up?
Love and care for these women, baby. Fuck true these shit motherfuckers who try to take these women from us.
True shit, because
and we kill every nigga that's trying to take the woman.
Ain't no man gonna keep your dick wet. I'm
take
just saying
care
that.
Facts, love.
Yeah, women, Jacob, we saying take care of y'all. That don't be having no dumb shit.
Facts. If you're going to be independent, be a strong independent. Don't be no gold digger.
Nigga, you still going to be independent, nigga. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Facts. Yeah, facts. I'm just saying don't be no gold digger.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you can be facts a gold digger. And, hey, you know what happened, though?
Love these women.
Be a flipper to these women. You can. You got stuff. I can't stop being a
joke. Don't be Cardi B and niggas, man.
Nah, I just can. But nah, for real, though. Protect these women. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just love them a little bit more.
Facts.
I bet if you love them like you love your homeboy, it should be different.
Facts.
And they said, I ain't saying shit else. I'm out of this bitch.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Make sure you check out Young Kane featuring Pryor around. We'll drop their social site and everything on the website and all the information below. Definitely rocking with the song.
Baby, take it slow. I'm staying down. Nobody know. I can't. open. Hot Colombian girl, pretty like girl. Find out said she had man all over the world. Had an American chick, pretty and thick. Might have married her, but she couldn't cook fish. My Ethiopian lover, bad like no other. But I had to done her, cause I look like her brother. Spin around and around.